Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
It's John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John 12, verses 20 and 21. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." There were certain Greeks among them. They came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Yohane Nsempa itra eye dumi eno yimwa eye etio no ene etio no ba kono nsempa no sele Yohane twere kuma itra eye dumi eno yimwa eye etio no ne etio no ba kono ntio radio so
na hila fobo wona oba sorry be sorry fashion as anymore ene oba Filipo ofi Bethsaida wa Galilea no nche no be ka che ne se ora ye pesi ehuno Yesu ene oba Filipo ofi Bethsaida wa Galilea no nche no be ka che ne se ora.
Continue with Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 right up to 36. Luke 21, verses 34 to 36. The Bible makes it, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, so that day come upon you on our words. For as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the earth." The Bible said, "Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy, and to ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Look at some pub. It's a year. You know, I'm a year. Please hang on to you.
Namonsha muhuye na pochane sabro.
Osisha muhuye na pochane sabro.
Ne nkwanye mu nyoma ho dadwene.
A setene mu edadwene eho nyoma.
Ne how anshoma komaso.
Anshoma komaso.
Na dano ambetum mpofrim se fidie.
Se dabi ba hweye na meto mpofrim se fidie.
Na beba wona wote asase nyina ni nyina so.
Biye ni wa obi ni ho afrim ugidi onyi ni asma ye ken ebeba aso. Ititie ni yepa. And I'm tear or some who do be who can't no crown so can say who no near, you know, a baby will be also two party can you tear a crook be in him or party BB Bowers is who better a toe be also and yeah, tear because I do not intend to speak too much. Tear near make kind of a cray and make a man into a muscle. A dear be bass as he so. Sadi, you know, who be our tears as he's what about to be. It doesn't matter who you are. A dear Ebano, a Becca president, a Becca Hine. And I'm a junior who are, but the Indian and he saw Emma, Adisha, dear Dina, Michelle Radian, Yamu Muna, Banana, BB Bass as he's a Bebaus. Yemma, I am for Michelle Radian Winyama, Bamuma, woman Nada, Monkan Chiramose, Nana Yam Quada, Freeze, Winyam Quada, and Anyadia Binyam Quada. I will say one more else to so soon in Mum, and I can say woman, woman, and Tono. A new pact is a cofitru, and I can say, Saw, I go away there, and I know a drink, don't know where, no, and baby, and what trash here. Tia, be Bazo, Nana. Biba Zuba, Something is coming on the face of the earth, and I keep warning this generation, because this is a voice in the wilderness crying, preparing the way of the Lord and making his path straight. Something is coming upon this earth. Be big beyond everybody's imagination. We cannot even explain it to you how it's going to be whatsoever. Be big. And the Bible said, remember when we were the Buddhist, the Hare Krishna, the Hindu, the atheist, the Muslim, the Christian, the everybody, everything that you have fought for and your livelihood, your achievement, you will run and leave it. I'm telling you, and this is what the church should be telling the church should be telling this generation, so that we can be able to run and escape for our souls, instead of us becoming conversant about this revelation. Rather, we are too much interested in so many. See, that's why he started by saying, be careful, take heed, take heed. Just the emanation. I'm telling you, you know, one of the things that really amazes me and really terrifies me is that they would never seek the Lord Jesus, but when they die, they want a preacher to pray at their funeral. Why didn't you just, you know, take it, if you are a weed smoker, let's take your cups to the middle of the weed smokers, let them surround you and ignite the weed, and then, you know, just blow the rishi on what that kind of... then they just carry you and go and bury you. Because even the worst sinner believes that there is life after this life. The worst sinner believes that there is life after this life. Job asked a question in Job 14, verse 14. He said, if a man dies, will he live again? As a matter of fact, there is life after this life. Oh yeah. All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. The question is, if a man die, will he live again? Yes, sir. You will live again. You will live again. And I know Lazarus, the Bible said, and a rich man died was buried. Lazarus died, was carried into the bosom of Abraham. Let's read it in English first. The Bible said there were seven rich men which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fed sumptuously. Every day he, you know, really enjoyed his life because he fed sumptuously. And the Bible said at the same time there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which laid at the gate full of sores. In the next verse, the Bible continues, it says, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his source. And then the Bible further continues to talk about, and it came to pass that, you know, the beggar died. Talking about Lazarus, he died and was carried by angels. The day you die, if angels don't come, begin to cry from that point. If angels, the day you die and angels don't come, begin to cry from that point. Because if the angels don't come, the demons will come. Angels carried this man, beggar, into the bosom of Abraham. The rich man died and was buried. Look at the differentiation. One died, was carried by angels. Another died, was buried. One died, was buried, and the other died, was carried by angels. And the day you will die. God can give you 400 years. And in our recent time, have you seen anybody living 400 years? I don't know why we are believing in a lie. No matter what it is, your time will come, and when it comes, you will die. Because 17 years. You see somebody just around walking about, and then the next moment they are gone. And that does not speak to you. It doesn't speak to you. All the buildings in Accra, especially in Tassan, where you have a lot of old buildings, some people who have died and gone, they built it. Built it! You didn't build it. Now, many of the buildings that we have rented and we are living in and all that, these buildings were not ours. We didn't build it. The people who built it are gone. Same thing! We will all go. It doesn't matter. It's just a matter of time. There's the truth. Everybody will go. One day, Cathedral will not be preaching. One day, you will not be listening. Because everybody's time is ticking. I wish, you know, be to me quite sorry for over 10 years. This truth, we can boldly tell them. I would have pierced them. And for 10 years, you cannot be told that your days are depleting. Ah, but even you, if you're looking through the mirror, don't you see that your days are depleting? Can't you see your wrinkled lines coming up? Can I know you could do a lot of things? You could bend down, can't run and all that. Now, who through steps can create ground? Now we'll tell you. It doesn't speak to you. Very soon, they will call you Oledi. Very soon. We used to call you High Hot Check. Very soon, you will be called Oledi. Omai. Very soon, the gentleman in this place, if God grants you that proclivity and opportunity, soon you are going to be Omai. Olu. That is what they call you. Old man. They're referring to you. It will amaze you until you check the mirror and you will realize truly you are an old man. The mirror will confirm that you are old. Are you clapping? Yeah. We were not the preachers. Some people came ahead of us. They are gone. We are here. And we are here very briefly. You know. And sometimes when I hear people say, Madam Shem, come say, we be we know who here. You should be rather crying for yourself because, Wonso! Ubi, ubi. Yeah, I hear people like Minenyami revealing and say we and who yeah and I we used to be winner winner. They portray the Superman attitude until the thing comes to their gate. Then they realize that this thing ain't no joke. This is a very serious thing. It is upon everybody. You cannot escape it. It's coming. It's coming. It's just drawing closer. So if I were you, apart from that, I have accepted Christ Jesus, I will lower my pride. My pride will go down. You have never seen a human being decomposing a body of a human being decomposing, you will stop your madness all over the place. Sometimes I wish that our politicians can be taken to the mortuaries. I'm not talking about the private ones and the nice ones. Take them to Kumasi G mortuary. Let them go see themselves. Take them to, Fiankwanta mortuary. Let them go and see themselves. Take them to Ankafu mortuary. I have been to Ankafu mortuary and look at the place. Even the building itself is a stinking piece of building just sitting there. Take them there. Let them go and see their end, so that when they are talking, before they open their mouth to talk, they should imagine the maggots coming out of their nostrils. Then their pride will not only minimize, it will be abated, if not eradicated or eliminated. Then they will understand that a crying bee at the nipe in him, a crying cry. And only a quen to about kwa ye kwa yen kra. You just leave. Ukra win nim se obeko. That is a sad part of what I'm talking about. You don't even know you'll be going. You leave home and tell her, hi check, I go come, and you no go come again. Are you the who? Are you the who? As I met na I saw them. Nasi intimin kanukre win jeremia. I think that they have done me a disservice. Yeah. They have done me, because the truth will make you free. Sunday we were talking about truth. We were speaking about a couple of things that, is the truth. We read Psalm 25 and verse number 5. That was a particular scripture that I wanted everybody to understand, so that in your Christian life and walk with God, you will really understand. Every day when you wake up and you go to sleep and wake up and go to sleep, it should speak to you that, you should be led in truth and you should be guided in truth. Let's read this on the panel together. Ready and go. Lead me in thy truth. I can't hear you. Come on, scream it. Lead me in thy truth. Come on. And teach me, for thou art my God, the God of my salvation.
On thee do I wait all the
time. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Lead me in your truth. The biggest deception is self-deception. When you are able to speak to yourself that, hey, come on, Kovidro, don't worry, everything is fine. You are not a stranger, you are going to be here forever. Same thing the devil did to himself. Come on, Lucy, baby, yeah, relax, enjoy. Lucy, enjoy. You are fine. There is nothing like God and his judgment. And he believed that lie he's telling himself. Self-deception, the biggest deception. But you must hear Patrice and check. A brother so and a team won a chair. So lead me. Want to be led in your truth. If I know this, then I am going to be very circumspect from Konkonsa. Konkonsa. Inipechida senka. Talking about other people. Me, I have not even sorted myself out to be talking about other people. Think of your own self. I'm talking to you. You better hear what we are saying. Me who you and my baby, That's my CNA dobintene and this, then and that, and Kofidro, I think that the guy has a cooking phobia before no moment is kind of that kind of thing and all that. Me, if I were you, I won't talk about Kofidro, I'll talk about myself every day. Deep with my heart, I want you to heal me, lead me, help me, heal my German with Timison, Yifrimiso, like most of you sitting here, mano hame asemi anyama semina me de mano akotum ebrade mama mamento mano nareka. Let me tame my tongue. If I were you, I would be talking. You better clap those hands, because as a Christian, no, please. If I were you, I'm dealing with very serious things, and that is why I keep telling you, keep less friends. You don't need too many of them, because if you have too many, the Bible said even a fool, when he keeps quiet, he is considered wise. You You have many friends. The Bible said, he that have many friends, you show himself friendly. In other words, if you don't want to be bothered, don't have the friends, because they will come and bother you. There are friends that will come to your house. They just enter. They remove their shoes in their hall. They go to the kitchen and then they take a plate. Just, they came to your house. They take a plate. And one, and right, jollof, when it has to say, a poor study, I woke up, can hear the, they will just dish it into the plate and start eating without your permission. If you have friends like this, I tell you and promise you, one day they will just open the door on you and your husband. That time, if I have your call, I need very few friends so that I can hear less noise. Less noise. Let's know. And for those of you young ladies that are in relationship, are trying to get married and all stuff like that, young you, be BR, you can discuss. You discuss, I discuss your bedroom stuff. I'm telling you, I know people who were bold enough and they were telling me all kinds of nonsense. You know, I went one round and I went two rounds and I went three rounds. And I said, are you sick? Oh, you sick? You know, can you tell me all that? Huh? There are some things that are not good for your ears. I'm telling you that I'm not a hypocrite. Yeah, I want to, when you see life, you have a taste of everything, and then you ask, is that it? There should be something greater. There should be something bigger. There should be something better. And so, you know, and the only greater, better, and whatever thing is Jesus and his heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. We read something from Job. Who can remind me? Book of Job on Sunday. Job chapter 9, or say chapter 4 or chapter 9. Will it, which of them? Yeah. Job chapter 6. 6:20 saying, it came, you know, from Job. It was 2. 6 saying, 6:25. Let's hear that. Let's put that one on the thing and remind ourselves. Then I can talk about tonight very well and very appropriately. Come on, let's read it on the panel. Ready and go. How forcible are right words, but what doeth your arguing reproof? Will it come into? Let's read the Greek Bible.
Said the attention is your dimfa.
Oh, attention your dimfa. I that scripture we are kind of could be a word Hebrew or see one simple bra nickaned tene and soca. Oh, yeah, free swans once in a woman person motor and simple brewanka, your persia no moca and so nickano ed dene and soca. Can I remember to
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11?
Hebrews chapter 5, verse
11.
Hebrews 5:11. Look at God's word. Read, will you? What do you focus?
And no one, I want some eye door so
you want someone. So,
Ensoka.
Asafi, you want somewhere door so nasichirene dene. Waka say I want to have a zira ya na yamshishime. So yamshishime mabu. So yamshishime mamiu. So why na yamshishime on krunkrun na yamshishime manu. Tia. Adi ene nzida. Adi ene wewe yazi nzida. Uba tinazo nde mwezu. Kikana said ye waho. You want tears here when you're baby, you know, tears here. And someone, a dorsal, Nicano, head today. Will you say anything to you?
And only one, some
a dorsal. You want someone, a dorsal.
As a trayer ding.
As a chirano, head today.
And so can.
And someone, you can have a trayer ding. As a trayer ding, pa. Tell me who will be pa and send what Tony Carfo for a while. What are you mean, Neko Yimano, and all that kind of thing. And I'm sharing pan. I'm so. Bra, we are who? This is off with Yamonia, Papa, Fin, Messi, Sue, Fin, and Yamako, Yerin, Saint Hun, Wabe, Canisan. Eh, so, or so the Anaki Canisan. Eh? Talentin's a boomo, make you for chill, or so you for chill. Brother, make you know the chill too much. Because, Ube Jaho. Eme nipa, akwadofua, woman, yajma, that will bush your mama, babe, fa. To be who and someone yet cano a sechreno and so ka ensam ni bi won ma ka ye ra be chiri wa ko tu musoka ya tiani ai ese ye yi se se lu se breathe ese ye zuro ha won mo da won nyeri ba. What are you talking about? And somewhere, you want somewhere dorsal. Now, na sit there and dine and soka. I don't know if you don't go to the two of them, okay, I'm not there. Be any baby on my own camera, I didn't create you to them. Father back, who are your mass where you are, I'm going to now find a body that baby near time. The tea, I just didn't do come near the come. France has something I'm not okay. Go and offer the boot to order him. That time the tickle. I am here, the Nukrega grab our cars, who's really an easy. One more cancer, one more cancer from all over the place. They are there, they are both. Look at the girls who, you know, live in Hallotree at Circle. They are bold. Oh, sorry, I'm a drug. They believe I'm a prostitute and I'm going out and get my vocation exhibited. How much more? Paul said in Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation, unto everybody who believes, first to the Jew and then to the... Put it on the ball. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, first to the Jew, then to the Greek. I'm fine, Shabro Baba. Can I hold him to you?
Psalm 94. Now, if she happen here when this
happens, if she happen, honorables, in your mess, said that could you hear me?
Ne anadwumu da su. Woman was no kosesu san su.
Wonna! Mo be sina kosesu san.
What is said die?
Mo amu wa hina mo te said die.
And upon the face
including parliamentarians, honorable, honorable, right, honorable, right, 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 honorable. Mo cham said die. Asem wa mde ko parliament in me yika kra chiri wi. Ini. Come into.
Anopa,
anopa. Of effect, say you hear
it. No, and you mirror chat.
And you mirror, honorable, you be chum.
Ne chin chum.
Be chin chum.
There is some of
you. That be the back. You're the honorable funeral that come about Parliament House. Untimi Nante. Ubi na be swado waba. Kenya miya kina yeti. Kind God.
There is some of you.
A son of me buffo.
Ne a show buffo shana no.
The best shoe when you're me buffish.
What do you mumu yes when him?
What do you mumu yes in him?
What do you come bonny about
him? And so abandon him.
Yan nanina, chumko,
yanana, become hako, yamibu from
Kaya. Shay yam fierce as
a shay yam fierce as moasum.
Yam fishana,
yam fishana,
yam fear your soul.
8, 7, 10 years.
That's a broswa,
a broswa.
Never do it.
Yako 8 years.
The one who are
dear, a lumpa, the one who are dear,
your prayer.
And
who would dear?
Who would dear? Read.
Nature moon tam so.
Chumun tam.
Near Tukoi.
Our life. A chumun tam. Mamutti and a movie chum. A finia by a fashion and see so. A chumun tam. Chumun tam. It just passes away. Most of the things that, you know, came up as fashion that we did. A chumun tam. You know, you see this lady's hers, yeah, babe, you see this cap, a man shade, a bar before. A bar before, you know, it came, you know, in the types of very big curls. You know, those were my mother, the women class type of wigs. You know, umutimisha wig in a tambuduku, a tadeso, no more your word pa, or she wig kakra, no di duku, asan etimuso. You know, they were doing all that. Now, it went away. Then we use our own hair and all that for some time. Payment, you've forgotten Jerry Kell, the S Kell. You know, there was a little thing that they called the activator, and because we couldn't buy it, the people who sold it will, you know, they disseminated into little pieces and tie them to little plastic bags, and then they put it there over corner. Yeah, chichine go, you know, and then you buy some and then kakre bi usane rubber. No, we have moved on, you know. Usane rubber now. What tear the yellow some now? They activator, you activator. No, and my baby who knows Michael Jackson kills. It comes all around. But now, man, I will show you to say. A tram and a whoopers are kills, you know, you don't see it. Few people do I see, you know, even that they'll not call it Jerry Kells, they'll call it S Kell or Short Kells. That is what they will call it. And then they make it now, whatever. Now, a channel naba ubi ya ubi. A channel abba tamu di wula na woko.
Why? Na ye dear Husie, na ye ni aji yen nen yinemu.
Read.
Na ma yen ho nsane yen. Se na a obreyen ase wo mu. Ni mfie a ye hu no boni mu. Ma wajuma na di ma onko a. Na wani mo nyam na di wo ma so. Ewurade ye nyankopon anim tie mraye, anim tie mraye so.
It is. You know, one of the, a king guy was very interesting. Today's scripture, I will want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 13, and let's read from verse number, very interesting, revelation. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 5. You know, I love the TV answer. Can I TV answer, man? 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
Shall we hear a dear Bako here?
A dear Bako! A be we here, pa. Shall we hear? Well, let me first, read this one. The Bible said, examine yourselves whether you are in the faith. Examine everybody here. I want you tonight to put yourself in a critical analysis. The word is a mirror. Stand in it and examine yourself critically. Honestly, the word honest is going to appear somewhere in this particular scripture. Honestly, whether you are still in the faith. Examine yourself whether you are still a Christian, because we have believed in a lot of lies of the world. Now, when I watch some of our preaching and I listen to it, I look at the preaching and I realize a picture. I realize the picture of the world is on the Broadway on one side, and Kofidra and this preaching is also with God on the other. Yeah. The funny thing, ladies and gentlemen, is that you are going to have people in church who call themselves preachers criticize the message we are preaching tonight. And they will say things like, and that's how you preach in preaching. He is your charge, and definitely he will charge you. There is no man that will escape the judgment seat of Christ. If I were you, hey, I will accept the Lord, just like he said in Psalm 2. He said, kiss the Son. Oh yeah, kiss the Son, or he be angry and strike the earth with a curse. Kiss the Son. The Son of God must be revered, must be cherished, must be worshipped, must be kissed. Kiss the Son. Put it there. Let's work, sir. Psalm 2. Kiss the Son. Kiss the Son. This Son is not small s. There is a revelation. Kiss the Son, lest he become angry, or he be angry, and ye perish. Yes, you know, Nibufra, I better perish you. Kasimacho. From the way when his wrath is kindled. But a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in the Son. Very interesting. And then David had a revelation about Jesus Christ. The Father, the Son. This is what he's talking about. Kiss the Son. Will he tell me the definition of kiss? Why am I saying that you must define it? Tell me the definition of keys. Praise the name of the Lord. Will you tell us the definition?
Please, to touch with the lips.
To touch with the lips.
Press one's lips to another's affection or greeting.
To press one's lips.
To another's in affection.
To another.
Another's in affection or greeting.
Okay.
Touch lightly. Brush.
Touch lightly. Or brush.
The act of caressing with the lips.
The act of caressing with the lips.
Or an instance thereof.
Or an instance thereof.
A light glancing touch.
A light glancing touch.
Yeah. So touch with the lips or press the lips against someone's mouth or other body part as an expression of love.
Okay, tell me the synonyms of kiss.
Okay, one is...
Synonyms of kiss.
To escalate.
To escalate. Escalate.
Escalate.
Can I know escalate me a crime in Tida? Can I
To bus. B-U-S-S.
To bus. All right. Synonyms were Modemaya. Keys and Kwan, Yenupen, Woman Yamano. All right. The Bible said, kiss the son. More and more, and Munim keys. Now, if you cran a maybe baby, much of more young for keys in Mamma Cram, keys here, read that. Mupaha, my name to set dear Muni Hong Kong Kong and a tear. But the Chiamo and your men, Nipa be your Hawahun, William Abeshisho. So when the Bible says, kiss the son, put it in different versions. And let's see if the Bible will shift from the word kiss. And let's hear a particular word that will come with it. Let's do that. Read. Okay. Bow down to him, or else his anger will be quickly aroused and you will suddenly die. The son, yes, when you want to make us watch them, you're dangerous. It is more year when you are from someone on the summer. Go to another version, possibly, and let's see. You know, this is NLT. Submit to God's royal son. Submit all to God's royal son, Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Or you will become angry and you will be destroyed in the midst of all your activities. For his anger flares up in an instant. Go to another version, possibly. Serve the Lord with fear. Oh, I like this one. Serve the Lord with fear, with trembling kiss. Yeah. Yeah. Trembling kiss his feet. I don't know Mary Magdalene. He carried the box of alabaster, went to Jesus. The Bible said it was a precious spikenard of oil, and poured it at his feet, and poured it on his head, and cried at his feet with her tears, and wiped Jesus' feet with her hair. And I hear all kinds of, you know, people, authors writing nonsense from Europe, and said that Jesus had a baby with Mary of Magdala. And I'm challenging you, bring that baby. I want to see him. I see a friendly tree. Mommy and Imrana Jean. Because someone will say, you're talking about my savior. We cannot sit there and allow you to be talking nonsense. Can you speak against Islam that way? Huh? And you can't talk about Jesus in a mad way. I'm telling you, we are ready to defend his name to death. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's see the last version you can give. But I like the one you just did. So put it back. Let's hear how it's going to be. Serve the Lord with fear. Don't come here believing in one thing and going out there doing another thing. Serve the Lord with fear and trembling. Kiss his feet. Lest he will be angry. I'm telling you, for all those who feel Antoinyama is rather dangerous, I'm telling you, the royal son of God is more dangerous. Serve him with fear and tremble. Hallelujah. Any other version you can give me, sir? If not, let's move on. Okay, kiss his feet or he will be angry and you will perish in the way. Last one, last version, and I'm done. Do homage to the son. When Utumfo said to the second, as unto his majesty, when he sits in his throne and the Abuja is here, and then Utumfo is there, and anybody comes and they want to pay homage to Utumfo, they will first will have to remove half of their cloth. The thing here is exactly what is written in the scriptures. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter number 9, verse number 6, unto us a child is born, a son is given, his government is on his shoulder. Because a metri is a sign of dominion and authority. And so they remove them to man. Near 69, they said, for is an authority and you are an authority, but once you come to a higher authority, you remove the cloth and pay homage to a higher ranking authority. Yeah, the Bible is saying pay homage to Jesus Christ, your Savior, the bread of life, the way, the truth, and the life, the door, the good shepherd. Pay homage to the loving God, Jesus Christ. Pay homage that he does not become angry. Oh yeah. Pay homage. You believe in worldly music, you believe in worldly fashion, you believe in worldly things. The world is in you. But when we talk about Jesus, the people are pissed off. And when we talk about Jesus, the people are just switched off. And when you talk about Jesus, you go to a corporate meeting and mention Jesus, they may feel that you are some mad lunatic or something. Go to a board meeting and say, brethren, shall we share a word of prayer before we continue? And they say, no, we don't have time for prayer. We came here to do business. No wonder 14 banks collapsed in 1 year. Because you don't acknowledge him. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, even in the boardroom, in the bedroom, in the conference room, in the flaster's house, acknowledge him. And he shall direct. Direction. We need lead. We need leadership. We need direction. We shall do the direction of your path. Oh yeah. Lean not on your own understanding. You have an understanding, but don't lean on that. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Oh yeah. A nation that serves the Lord and acknowledges him. The Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the law. Blessed is the institution. Every businessman and woman in this place, I want to tell you, if you put Jesus out of your business, it's already a dead business. It's already dead. I'm telling you. And the many bankers are home. They are unemployed. Because they fail to pay homage to the son. They rather talk about, I am a member of Freemasons. It's a gentleman's club. I joined the lodge. Go catch the lodge if one said, you man influencer. Go and tell the lodges that you have lost your job. Kiss the son. Interesting. Can you hear me in tea?
Petrol. Monfa nidie mapa emmano.
O si yamfa nidie mapa mahwa
emmano.
Ko
na nebo enfu na man yira okwanmu.
Okay.
Na kaka kra na nebufu ade.
Oh sa. I can't help you. Na nebufu obede. Fa nidie mapa ema we Yankopon ba Jesus Christ. E nidie mapa. He said ne yanke yebo football yi bebiri ate atene fi. Wo mun nim ne wo mo ye. I'm catching up. Hey, then found Champions League finals. If I have to serve the Lord, I will. See, the Christians are very, very sick as compared to the Muslims. Muslims will not care about football when it comes to Azumi. They will go and pray. Christians, Manchester is playing with Barca. Final, whatever they call it, you know, Champions League. They don't feed you. Manchester United don't even know you. They don't even care about you. Why should I be caring about Manchester United? I go to town, buy their jersey, and I wear. And you don't even have a t-shirt with Jesus in front of it. And I'm mad for Manchester. Never! Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I shall love the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my strength. And all the days of my life, I will passionately serve the Lord. When Sanun to me, mommy, I need to break with her. Tianya! But Conan Profund Kunias, no more argue. And Messi botching Ronaldo, Ronaldo botching Messi. One more found who? Messi will share will be chum. Ronaldo shouts, hey, baby, be fine. I will tell you, I'm going to hold my money. My boy is so good. I'm going to tell you, it's your own prison. It's my boy is so good. Yes, Christ. My boy is so good. I'm going to tell you. Shepo. Thank you, honey, be your mommy, will
you? Move on, need your map.
For me, dear map. I'm a Jesus.
Na ne bo anfu.
Na Yesu bo anfu.
Na ma nyira okwan mu.
Wa nyira okwan mu.
Na aka kra na bufu ade.
Aka kra bi na na bufu ade. For need you. E need you mapa. For my Jesus.
In shan one o jane koto anu nyina.
Cast party bi. In shan one we jane koto anu.
Koto anu nyina.
I dream Bible read me say among all the versions is the best. Among all the versions of the scriptures is the best. Inshira, anyone who would join a court to a use. Inshira, no. You wouldn't pray for daily bread, he will give you daily bread. You wouldn't pray for a new wardrobe, he will fix a new wardrobe for you. Pianya, he will honor you with things you have not even asked. He will honor you with it. Stand to your feet, let's close.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.